is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's September 24th, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. Now, I'm sure many of you, like us here at InfoWars, were very shocked by the information of the Sandy Hook shootings at the end of 2012, all the horrific things that went on that day. And I'm still very much waiting to see this footage of Adam Lanza entering the school with the rifle and shotgun and so forth. If they ever got the story straight, whether he had this gun or that gun, whether he left the building or not. And for all the people say, it's disrespectful to show this footage. How many times have you seen the planes crash into the Twin Towers? How many times have you seen the footage of the Oklahoma City bombing building? How many times have you seen liquor store robberies, bank robberies, all these horrible things where people lose their lives? And I'm not saying I want to see the footage of the children being shot individually. I just want to see the person entering the building. But I say all that to say this. You know, there's a lot of questions surrounding the Sandy Hook tragedy, and I do believe people died there that day. But if you look at the FBI's own crime statistics, they seem to view this a little differently. Now, this could be something as simple as a typo, an oversight, but if you go to FBI.gov and you scroll down and you see many cities there in the state of Connecticut, and you go all the way down to Newtown and you see the population, you see the violent crime, and then you look at the third category, murder and non-negligent manslaughter, and you see a big fat goose egg, a big zero, which is very questionable going along with the official story. Now, once again, I do believe people die there that day. But I think it's very suspicious that, you know, yeah, you can make oversights. Maybe it is a typo. That's a pretty big thing just to not click in your head. Like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of people who died that day. There's a bunch of, bunch of emergency responders who showed up to deal with the situation. It's a national, international news story. And just to see that was quite shocking to us here at InfoWars. So we'll have Wolfgang Halbig on the Alex Jones Show, whether it's today, tomorrow, coming up very soon, probably by the end of the week. So stay tuned for that, and we'll talk more about this in depth. But something that you don't have to look hard to find, information about this war, this conflict with Syria. And now the Pentagon is promising that this could potentially be a forever war. On Wednesday, USA Today quoted Army Lieutenant General William Mayville, Director of Operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who said that a forever war is a certainty. I would like to think of it in terms of years, Mayville said, of course, referring to the Syrian conflict. And Obama said as much on Tuesday, this is not going to be something that is quick. It is not something that is going to be easy, he said. So you have Obama, I guess, learning his lesson from what was the situation in Libya. And Obama said at the time that, you know, this Libya conflict is going to take weeks, not months. And of course, it did take months, but, you know, I guess that makes no never mind to him. But I guess he learned his lesson. Now they're saying this could potentially take years, and I'm sure they want it to take years. And by they, I mean the military-industrial complex, the people who feed off this, the people, you know, who make the guns, who make the armor, who make the tanks. And I'm not saying any of those people are bad individuals. I own, you know, guns myself. But, you know, they want this thing, this perpetual state of fear, so they can make whatever legislation they want to and also make a good deal of profit out of this, also violate your constitutional rights. And we've also had Congressman Walter Jones come out and say, why do we have a constitution if you guys just keep violating? And that's a very good point, because he's not saying we should get rid of the constitution. I think we should do the latter and get rid of the people who are violating our constitution. This, this document, this living, breathing document that they have sworn to uphold, but just try to tear apart it every which way. And they say, well, I'm a constitutional professor. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I don't need you to, nag me on these events, on these, things in the constitution. Well, yes, I'm sure you do know about the constitution and you found ways to circumvent it, if not completely destroy it. And that's what's happening in the United States of America today. And you need your constitution because they want to take away your rights. Let's talk about this right. The Second Amendment. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. So you tell me if this is infringing on your Second Amendment right. Washington, D.C. approved strict May issue legislation by a unanimous vote. The bill dubbed the License to Carry a Pistol Temporary Amendment Act of 2014. That's a mouthful. Passed by the 13-member D.C. City Council by a unanimous vote. It includes background and fingerprint test, a firearm safety course followed by an exam, as well as a vision certification. Added to the process would be an interview and a mandated 16-hour training course administered by a firearms instructor certified by the Metro Police Chief. And this is the situation. When I got my concealed carry license back in Oklahoma, it was maybe a 6-hour course. And now they're saying they want you to go through 16 hours, 2 full days of training or certification to get your firearms. And people say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, you know, when I got mine, you went in, you know, you watched the video, you read, you know, a few pages out of a booklet, you took a test, then you go to the range to qualify. You know, it was a pretty simple, largely painless proceeding. But now they're saying they want you to spend 2 full days to go get your concealed carry or your gun in general. And they also said they want to have an interview with you. And we've seen this with the Obamacare doctors. You go in, you say, you know, I'm feeling this way, I'm feeling that way. And they say, oh, yeah, tell me more. So you could easily be disqualified if the whoever doesn't like your answers. Also, you know, all the other things they want you to go do just to get this firearm, which is completely infringing on your Second Amendment rights. Yes, you need to have competent people wielding your firearms, but you're innocent until proven guilty, not guilty until proven innocent. And if this man had to go through all these things just to get a firearm, maybe he wouldn't be alive today. And of course, this is a store clerk in the city of Houston, Texas. He was at his shop, and somebody came in to rob the place, and the clerk acted quickly, shooting and killing a man who was armed with a shotgun. The clerk went on to say that he didn't like killing the intruder, but doesn't regret protecting his family. And these are the type of people we need armed in our society. A guy says, hey, you know, I didn't want to shoot the guy. I definitely didn't want to kill the guy. But the guy comes into my store. He's waving a shotgun around, points it at me, points it at my family. I'm not going to let my family get shot because this guy wants to be a criminal. And, you know, I definitely respect the man's position. You know, he didn't like killing the guy, but that's what he had to do to protect himself and his family. And I definitely support his right to defend himself. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Because we're talking about defending our Second Amendment rights. What about your rights on the Internet, your free speech rights, your rights to do what you want to do on the Internet? You don't want to have CISPA and PIPA and all these other things. But what if somebody tries to blackmail you, not even blackmail you, but just lie about you? It happens all the time here at InfoWars. People make these fraudulent YouTube sites, these whatever sites. They use our graphics. I think Dave and I was telling me about this the other day. Somebody made a phony Alex Jones show on YouTube. They used our graphics. They used our videos. It looked very legit to somebody who wasn't familiar with our show. But of course, you know, they put in all these hokey videos. They'll put like some real reports for myself, David Knight, Leanne, Joe Biggs, whoever. Then they put in something that's just off the wall. We support killing these people. We support killing those people. I don't support killing anybody. I support the Second Amendment. I support if somebody kicks in your door at 3 a.m. and you shoot them with a shotgun. I have no issue with that. But I don't support mass genocide or whatever these other people try to say we're about. And I say all that to say this. Now a PR firm is using the naked scandal, the naked celebrity scandal, to push internet censorship on 4chan. Rantic Marketing, a public relations company that has worked with the likes of McDonald's and Rockstar Games, was outed as being behind a website called EmmaYourNext.com, which threatened to release nude pictures of Watson in retaliation for her recent speech about feminism in front of the United Nations. This is Emma Watson, the actress. However, the website misrepresented itself as being the work of 4chan users. When it was revealed that EmmaYourNext.com was being hosted on the same server as Rantic and FoxWeekly.com, an outlet that blamed 4chan for the threat, the PR firm was forced to admit it was behind the stunt. And it's also pictured on Infowars.com, the address to President Obama. And you can see it all right there saying that, hey, you have to crack down on these guys at 4chan. Even though they completely frame 4chan. So I'm glad this information has been exposed. And, you know, I hate to see all these celebrities having their intimate moments, whether it's Emma Watson or the girl from Hunger Games or, you know, all these other celebrities, Kate Upton and so forth. I hate to see these people be exposed like this, but it just goes on to show you have to be very careful what you put on the Internet. Definitely not put any compromising positions on there, even on the cloud. You know, if you guys seen the videos and the movies that make fun of this stuff, you put things on the cloud and now everybody sees it. Now your mailman's seeing it and people want to move. That's real. I mean, that can happen. So you got to be very careful what you leave on the Internet. And it's not just the Internet. What if you're just talking on a cell phone and you're driving around and you're having a good time and everybody uses this excuse, I don't have anything to hide. You may not be a criminal. You may not be, you know, Rick Ross or Scarface, but you may have a few things that you don't want the world at large to know about. But the FBI is coming out and telling the police departments these other areas, these sheriff's departments, to keep quiet about the spy gear that they use. Recent reports have indicated that law enforcement agencies from coast to coast have been turning to IMSI catcher devices, like the Stingray, sold by Florida's Harris Corporation, to trick ordinary mobile phones into communicating device-specific international mobile subscriber identity information to phony cell towers, a tactic that takes the approximate geolocation data of all the devices within range and records it for investigators. which is a very fancy way of saying they just steal your data. And it wasn't just a couple weeks ago, I talked to a rep for ESD Applications, and I asked him, you know, I said, you know, they say it's a conspiracy theory. Of course, I knew the answer to the question. But they say it's a conspiracy theory that people can listen to your cell phone calls in real time. He said, let me assure you, that's no theory. There may be a conspiracy behind it, but it's no theory that, yes, they can listen to your conversations in real time. Yes, they can hack into your phone via back doors. Yes, they can look at you through your smart TV. Yes, they can monitor what you're doing on your Xbox, on your PlayStation, and all that. So you have to be very careful of what you're doing. And, you know, if it's some hacker guy, you know, some guy sitting in his dad's basement, his mom's basement, you know, you can go after that guy. You can prosecute him, say, hey, you're spying on me. But if the police do it, if the military does it, whoever else, it's all fair game. It's all in the name of keeping you safe. Even though they don't have a warrant, they're not coming after you, particularly Mr. Smith. We think you may be, you know, dealing drugs or whatever, so we're going to come after you. No, they just siphon all the information from everybody in the general location. We've seen this done in Seattle as well as many other places. Hopefully they'll put an end to this. I doubt they will, because this is the new spy state of the United States of America. And people said, you know, we don't like this spy state. We don't like this submission to authority. And that caused some students in Colorado just to walk out of school. We don't want to submit to everything the government tells us to do. And while I do believe in civil disobedience and all those good things, you don't want to have anything violent, but that's not what these kids did. They had a very civil disobedience when they walked out of school that day. And it says hundreds of students walked out of classrooms around suburban Denver on Tuesday in protest over a conservative-led board proposal to focus history education on topics that promote citizenship, patriotism, and respect for authority, and do not encourage or condone civil disorder, social strike, or disregard for the law. So, like I said, you know, you want to have civil disobedience, you want to step outside, you want to hold your signs, you want to link arms and all that good stuff. That's great, because I don't believe that submission to all authority is good authority. You know, if you're driving down the street and the cop pulls you over, hey, you know, he wants to chat you down. He wants to have a chat down. You know, what are you doing? Where are you coming from? I'm like, sir, do you have probable cause to stop me? Was I speeding? Is my blinker out? You know, what's the issue here? No, I just want to stop you because I have this checkpoint here. I'm like, well, you can have your checkpoint all you want. I just want to drive down the street unmolested in the United States of America, being an American citizen. Do you have drugs in the car? Do you have this in the car? I'm like, I'm wanting to drive. Am I free to go? You know, it's like somebody's telling me the joke. You know, why the libertarian crossed the road? It's none of your business. Am I being detained? It's kind of like that for me. I'm like, do you have probable cause? Is there a rapist, a murderer who looks like me, who's driving my type of car, my make and model? Does, you know, what is the reason why you're stopping me? If it's just because you felt like setting up a checkpoint, no, I don't want to play those games with you. And these students recognize this as well. And of course, you know, I promote things like patriotism. I'm not saying that these students don't. But, you know, hey, I think it's good to get these guys started on the paths early to being something positive, because we don't need another police state here in the United States of America. And we'll end our segment tonight with this before we go on to multiple special reports. Zombie apocalypse, question mark. Ebola patients reportedly rise from the dead. A report from the New Dawn, Liberia, reports that not one but two Ebola patients from Nimba County who had died from the disease mysteriously came back to life to residents' disbelief right before their funerals. As one reader on allafrica.com points out, the most reasonable explanation is that the victims had never actually died, but were probably still alive in a comatose state. And that's what I believe, and also the author of this piece, Adon Salazar, he said, you know, yeah, it's probably the same thing, just people were comatose. Because, yeah, you hear about this for non-disease cases. You know, people get super, super drunk, and the medical examiner, whoever shows up, yeah, this guy's dead. And the guy wakes up, you know, a few hours later in a body bag. It's unfortunate, but it does happen. But it doesn't mean that the Ebola threat isn't real. How big is it going to be? I don't know. You know, is it going to be a couple hundred thousand? It'll be millions? Only time will tell. Hopefully they'll be able to contain this this serious disease, and we won't have a big zombie apocalypse. Because, you know, that's what they trained for. They've done this in San Diego, as well as many other cities. They do the zombie drill. Okay, so, yeah, you see the zombie threat coming, and they have the Marines or the cops or whoever out there, and mow down all these zombies like you see in World War Z or some other zombie movie, Walking Dead, whoever else, because they're already dead, so people don't have any hesitation in killing them. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're desensitizing these guys. So it may not be so much a zombie, but what if you have a zombie-like person, you know, somebody who's sick, somebody who's ill, somebody who's hungry, they're running at you, then, hey, I remember my zombie training, let's just shoot all these guys. And, you know, it does desensitize our law enforcement to making these decisions. So that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned. We have many more special reports. We'll have a special report from Joe Biggs documenting new shenanigans at the NSA And also, John Bowne will talk to us about stage beheading videos. This is the InfoWars Nightly News. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Now, here at InfoWars, we try to keep you, the viewer, and the people all around the world awake to the information going on. You know, over the past few years, Alex Jones has repeatedly told you and others here at InfoWars that the NSA is collecting your data. We have actual proof via my phone, my user agreement, where it says the NSA is taking my data, and they're not responsible for any loss of data from my phone. This is mind-blowing. I mean, like I said, we've known about it, but just to see it on your own personal phone that you went and bought at an AT&T store, just me buying this makes me agree to them spying on me. Just think about that. That's crazy. Not until you open up your own phone and put in your, your little password, you go to settings, and it's right there. I mean, I was just like, wow. So it's not that hard. You put in your password, and then I don't know how it is for Apple, but I have a Samsung Galaxy. All right, so you get your Android device, wherever your settings button is, click on that settings button. Go to general, scroll all the way down to the bottom to wherever it says about device. Then you're going to go to legal information, open sources, licenses. Wait on that to load because there's quite a bit of information. You're going to go way down because that's how the NSA gets you. They want to hide the stuff way at the bottom. Okay, we're getting ready to come up on it. Here it is. All right, so system lib/libse-linux.so. Now we'll click on that. It says you agree that this software is a non-commercially developed program that may contain bugs, and the NSA makes no and hereby expressly disclaims all warranties. It also goes on to says that the NSA will not be liable for any loss of profits or loss of data on your phone. Now, what that is the NSA is using Linux to access your information on your phone. So this is something that they even have a Wikipedia about. It is the Linux SE NSA spying program type deal. It's been available since 2003. So pretty much every phone since 2003 has been a spying tool for these NSA agents. Just think about that. every phone you've had since 2003, the things you've done, seen, talked about, pictures you've shared, pictures you've taken. No wonder these celebrity, you know, nude pictures are coming up, because they're just out there. Anyone can get it. They don't need to steal your phone anymore. That's child's play. They can just go in through these bugs and it's right there. Proof. The NSA is spying on your phone. 2014 is 1984. Orwell was right. This handheld telescreen is spying on us right now and also giving us radiation while it sits in our pocket. So there you have it. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Look at this video from Turkish media network Canal D's highly successful TV show, Valley of the Wolves. It shows the exact same setup as the recent beheading videos from ISIS. So what is Turkey's connection to ISIS? Well, according to former Prime Minister of Lebanon, Saad Hariri, the United States ran ISIS operations in Iraq out of its embassy in Ankara, Turkey. The plan to carve up Iraq and spark a regional war in the Middle East was masterminded by the Atlantic Council, according to Hariri. A source close to Hariri said the finishing touches were put on the Balkanization plan during a George Soros-funded Atlantic Council energy summit held in Istanbul last November. The Benghazi-Turkey connection should be duly noted as well. In October, Business Insider reported Stephen's last meeting on September 11th was with Turkish Consul General Ali Said Akin. And a source told Fox News that Stephen's was in Benghazi to negotiate a weapons transfer in an effort to get SA-7 missiles out of the hands of Libya-based extremists. This video was made months before the current wave of beheading videos leading us into Obama's unconstitutional war. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And that's it for our show tonight, but we have something very special for all you guys who like to watch us on YouTube. People ask us about this all the time, so we finally did it. If you go to the Info Warrior on YouTube, you can see all the intros for the Alex Jones Show, from the ones I made to Darren McBreen, to Rob Dew, to anybody else who makes them. You can see Cobra Commander. You can see 1984. You can see, you know, all the stuff, V for Vendetta. It's all there on the Info Warriors. So check that out, and we'll be adding more as the days go on. Well, that's it for this edition of the Info Wars Nightly News. I'm Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
People we are fighting today, we funded.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix. Freedom is-